Well, speaking of pedophile networks, we've got a former Disney animator has been sentenced to 25 years for sex trafficking and child pornography. You know, I just mentioned the other day, actress Candace Cameron Bure, who was doing a lot of stuff for Hallmark, and she didn't like the directions that they were going, so she started her own production company doing a more Christian take on it. She said, one of the things that we will never say in our shows is to follow your heart. She said, I'm going to lie to people. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. You know, who can know it? It deceives us. Our own heart deceives us. But of course, that's kind of been the motto of all of Hollywood, especially Disney, that and follow, let the conscience be your guide, you know, Jiminy Cricket. All the rest of this stuff. That's been the motto of these people. She says, no, I'm not going to follow that. But I guess maybe this guy was following his heart. Maybe his conscience, seared like a hot iron, was his guide. A former Disney and Pixar animator was sentenced to 25 years in a French prison on sex trafficking, child rape, and child pornography charges because he was paying people to remotely sexually assault children. This is a 59-year-old, Bolham Boshib, I guess the way you pronounce his name. His credits include work on Lilo and Stitch, both of the Incredible films, Ratatouille, last year's Elemental. He's found guilty of paying Filipino women to rape and abuse Filipino girls, averaging between the ages of 5 and 10. While he watched over the internet. This is the sickest thing I've ever seen. And he did it for nearly a decade. He paid as much as $1,000 per live stream between 2012 and 2021. And so one person says, you know, the prosecutor says, on the one side, he said, you've got a graphic designer who amazes children. And then on the other side is a pedophile director who writes his own films of horror and pays people to act them out. He'll be barred from working with children upon his eventual release, and he'll be closely monitored for another 20 years. But as some people said, you know, Disney, this is not a situation where they didn't know what he was doing. They said, if you've ever been caught, if you've never been caught, your background will be clean. However, he was caught, and he was on the registry, and yet they still had him working on Disney and Pixar films, even after that. Disney has long been the subject of speculation about seemingly subliminal imagery in some of its films. I remember when we had the video business, they came out with the clamshell video things. Little Mermaid came out, and there was a controversy, and I forget what it was. It's some kind of sexual picture that was embedded in there, you know, if you look, you can see it and that type of thing. And all of a sudden, the prices of these original, they changed it. But it was some Disney animator who put that in there at the time, back in Little Mermaid. That was back, what, early 90s or something. And that became like a collector's item. People were paying big bucks for that original thing before they caught it. But at that point in time, Disney would take that, it could be an animator, they would take it out. But that's not the Disney today. It's a company that blurs the boundaries, says LifeSite News, between children's entertainment and adult sexual proclivities, along with an unmistakable activist bent. They said in 2022, a series of internal videos leaked where Disney executives and creators openly declared their intentions to inculcate children with the alphabet dogma. Among those revelations were executive producer Ravino boasting of a, quote, not all secret gay agenda, unquote, that involved, quote, adding queerness to children's programming. A production coordinator, Alan March, explaining that his team has a tracker to ensure that they create a sufficient number of, quote, gender nonconforming characters and canonical trans characters and canonical bisexual characters. Diversity and inclusion manager Vivian Ware said the company has purged the terms ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls from its theme parks to create, quote, that magic moment for gender nonconforming children and more. And of course, all that stuff has been talked about over the years. Bob Iger, they said, is no longer axing LGBT content at all, they said to an undercover journalist. I'd love to get a drag queen at Disneyland. I'm sure that that will happen at some point. Well, it already has happened. When we had pictures of some guy that was at Cinderella's castle, you know, where they have little girls come in and they dress them up in the Cinderella thing and put makeup on them and all the rest of this stuff. And this guy is there all made up like a woman with a mustache. I mean, it's that's what they're pushing. That is the world that we live in. As bizarre and as strange as it is. But that is our project, Esther. That is the time in which we live. What are we going to do? Are we going to ignore it? Are we going to oppose it? Because when we stand up, we will get hammered down. But that doesn't mean that we don't stand up. So I hope you do. Hope you're not ashamed of what is pure, just, right, and true. Never apologize for any of that. Thank you. Have a good day.
David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.